cinema. Here on Speakeasy Event.
It's Al Voice. Hey, Steve, how you doing today?
Good. Slim.
All right. I have no idea what episode we're on.
No.
But this one we're calling From the Vault.
From the Vault. So.
What do you think that is?
Well, we dive into the vault for the best episodes in the world.
Yeah. Well, the best episodes in our world, at least. Yeah. What were some of your favorite moments at Speakeasy Event, Steve?
Probably when we made something about Amy's dad.
Ah, that one for the birth, for Amy's birthday, we made a special edition. That was never supposed to be aired.
Yeah, and he had what I said about him.
Do we air that tonight?
Yep. And surprisingly, he was so calm about it.
Yeah, you guys had a really good time, didn't you?
Surprisingly, Joe was so calm about it, Greg.
Yeah.
Why did you think it was going to do, Greg?
So what about the episodes that we've had play on our Friday nights?
Well, we've had a Birmingham episode. Birmingham?
No, that was Amy's birthday.
Okay, sorry.
That was a good time, then. What about the ones that have aired?
We've had a bridge run.
We've got to play our news, our most famous news story. Wow, all the fan mail, the spam.
How about Mark Zuckerberg?
I am Mark Zuckerberg. It's probably the best piece of fan mail we've gotten.
Probably from December.
Yeah, there was that time we got the mail from December.
I remember.
Oh my goodness, how was that?
Oh, I experienced laughed at it. Yeah. I almost went on my chair. We had Amy in that time.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, could you calm down, Stephen? Why did you do that?
So, Steve, how long have we been practicing?
A while.
Before we aired our first ever episode.
A while.
This thing's been like a 2-year journey.
Oh, remember the one we were two of me talking?
Oh, yeah, that was, I made a mistake with the...
That was freaky.
That was very freaky.
So,
without further ado, here's an intro from one of our first practice sessions with you and Charlton, introducing a classic song to the Unsold team.
Hi, I'm Stephen, your host for the most, here on Speakeasy FM. Now, I've got a special guest with me today from Chatham University. He's a good friend of mine. He's got a lovely smile. So please welcome Charlton Levershire to the studio. Take it away, Charlton.
Hello, Charlton Levershire. Our special guest is you, Stephen Steen. Good takeaway, Stephen.
Now, for those who are listening, Charlton and I used to play in a band called The Roosters.
Hey, dude.
Charlton, what's when you played in The Roosters?
Hey, dude. Twist and shout. Shake the baby now.
Now, we also have Greg here, who used to play in the Roosters too. So, Greg, what was your favorite song we played in with the Roosters?
I think my favorite song is probably Have You Ever Seen the Rain? I always love that one.
Someone told me long ago.
Yeah. So, shall we play that song?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to introduce it?
For people who listen to the weather. Now, for people, the weather's a bit gloomy today, so you might want an upbeat song. So, here's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Here on Speakeasy FM.
It'll rain.
song.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie came out, I think, when we were all kids.
Yeah.
Yep. Did anybody see the new one?
I saw it. I took Selena.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Quaid.
Oh. Let me guess, was it when Mufasa died?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people cried at that part. It was very sad.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry?
Oh, it's just a movie.
It's so sad, though.
I know. I know it's sad, but I loved it, so this is really good. This is
you loved it when Mufasa died?
Yeah. But it's just a film.
What did you think when Mufasa died, Michael?
Ah, for the first coming, oh, God, it got quiet.
But it was really good for him.
Well, speaking of being parents, how's Vinny going?
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, she missed me since I came back, so.
Oh, yeah, because you're away from her.
Yeah.
Well, she'd be excited to see you when she got back.
Yeah, she really started, she actually ran to me yesterday. I came out from the car and she walked, ran to me. And let me, Mom, do not leave me again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I am leaving again. I'm going away with Selena.
Michael, you're going to have to look after Vinny, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have to. But my youngest brother's coming down with his girlfriend.
Ah, oh, so they can watch it.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're off the hook.
Just the Robinson's affair. So we're talking about the best collaborations of all time with music. Yeah. So there's also other things in the world, like you've got fashion, food, and other things that when you bring them together, two different things,
you get one new one.
Well, there's a lot of food ones.
Yeah, food, God.
So the way it's going to work is I'm going to show you guys what the thing is, and you're going to give us a vote. Is it yay, is it good, or is it nay, is it a bad idea? So I've got a few pictures. All right, here's the first one.
No.
Socks and sandals.
No, quick.
No.
So, yeah, these are socks and sandals, and it sounds like everyone has said no. Stephen, do you want to start off why? Why no?
Because they're not food and they're not tasty.
Yeah, okay. So I see everyone wants to get to the food. But how do you think they look? Is that stylish?
I don't know.
Well, that one went. That one seems like everyone agrees you shouldn't wear socks and sandals.
No, soccer sandals. No,
so
black suits. Quick.
Yeah. Next one.
All right, the next one. We've got the mullet. So that's business in the front, party in the back. The mullet hairstyle, very popular.
Oh, love it with him.
Yes.
Is it Billy Ray?
Yep, that's Billy Ray. And here's another mullet.
Totally awesome.
Totally awesome from Stephen.
It's sexy. Yeah, I know.
Michael quite likes it. Yeah. Amy.
Do you want to date him?
So what do you think, Amy? A mullet. So that hairstyle.
I'll have him.
Quite cute. He's quite young.
Well, what about that one?
He's a bit like Michael.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Let's hear what Amy has to say. So are you going to give this one a yes or a no?
The younger one is a yes.
Yep.
That was a no.
Okay, yes, so Amy's saying...
Yes.
So Amy's saying it looks fine on little kids because it looks kind of cute.
Yes.
No,
but in a grown man, it's a no.
Yeah. Okay,
but Stephen and Michael have given it an overwhelming yes.
got some... Steve, have you been on the Speakers FM YouTube channel?
I can't say I have, Greg. Have we got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, and that's where we're starting to upload podcasts.
It's up and running.
Yeah, it's slowly getting there. But we've got our first, the debut of a new young gun. It's Speakers FM.
Yeah.
His name's Zaid. He's a bit of a sports encyclopedia, sports enthusiast.
Oh, does he like rugby?
Oh, he loves the rugby.
Ooh, I want to talk about some rugby.
He loves rugby, the cricket,
has he been
boxing.
Has he been to rugby before?
Oh, he's been to lots of rugby.
Hey, I'm going to ask him about it. Where is the approval of our new member of the family, Ansel family?
Oh, that's really nice. A bit of a sports enthusiast, this one.
A bit of a sports enthusiast.
He's a young gun. He's 17 years old.
This is a little preview of Zaid's sports podcast on Speakers FM. Hope you enjoy it.
So my name's Zaid from West Auckland. Just finished school at Waitakere College. 17 years old currently. Fully blind pretty much, but people are different, can't judge, you know, you just live with what disability you've got, you know?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Just gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what goes with this journey, but maybe one day I'd like to work on TV or a radio station, like a talk station talking about sports. Now, so it was about, I'm a big rugby fan.
Right,
so yeah. We had, on June the 19th, guys, so we had the Blues versus the Highlanders in the Super Rugby Trans-Tasman final. So I've been supporting the Blues for a long time, like since I don't know how long, but they used to have like players like Kevi Mialamu, Charlie Famuina, Tony Woodcock.
Well, when I was young, I was a big, I'd moved here from South Africa.
Yeah.
And when we came here, the Blues were just the biggest thing around, and it was Doug Howlett, Jorokofoko.
Yeah, I remember Jorokofoko.
All those guys.
Doug Howlett was a top try scorer for the Blues and top try scorer for the All Blacks.
Yeah, heard that on the radio this morning, fair enough. So yeah, probably around maybe similar sort of time we were probably both getting into it. Then I sort of fell off the train, but so I can, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, I can imagine what you're building up to with this win.
Yeah.
Even for me, that brought back some memories, because the last time I had really watched the Blues was that game against the Crusaders.
Was it the one they won in 2003?
Yeah, so what do you know about that one?
I obviously wasn't around then.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you weren't born. I'll take it.
But I remember Carlos Spencer in that. So moving on, moving on to the final. So it was the Blues' first final, guys, in 18 years.
Exactly. So, yeah, so you can see where I'm going
18 years. I'm only 17, so it's been a long time. Lots of coming, leaving the stadium with lots of tears.
Yeah.
Back a few years ago. But, man, it was like an All Blacks game. That's how good the game was. So we had the showdown between the Blues and the Highlanders at Eden Park in front of 36,000 people. I obviously went to the game as being a true Blues fan.
Yeah.
I think it was my seventh game of the year this year. I think I only missed like one game because I went to all four of the Super Rugby Aotearoa games. Oh, we finished third in that comp. And then I went to the Blues versus Waratahs and Blues versus Force. And then we went to the final. Me and my dad and my brother and that.
Yeah.
And that was at Eden Park. We were like kind of, I don't know how, because the security guys weren't that good. So we just like ran into like, you know where like the people sit like for corporate boxes and stuff? So we just ran in and we're like, oh yeah, all good. So my brother's not, yeah, we're like, okay, all good.
It's actually funny you're coming in and telling me about that. Because, so like you said, 18 years it took. You're 17. So I was there. I was watching that their last championship.
Yeah.
And I remember that atmosphere.
We got some more stuff to go through this weekend as well. Tonight, it's actually tonight, and I think it's in Australia. We've got the Warriors. So they're a rugby league team.
Yeah.
From New Zealand. They're called the New Zealand Warriors. And
anyone in New Zealand should know the Warriors from even if you don't follow the stuff.
They don't do too well, eh?
Do you think, you don't have to be, could you try explain to anyone who doesn't know too much about the Warriors why it's such a like, because there's such a funny thing about the Warriors I've noticed where like people love them, but it's a Die Henwood's thing was It's really hard to love them, but you love them more than anything.
I don't know, just hard to love them because they can be up by 30 and then lose the game.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
Or they can be down by 20 and come back and then lose by about 6 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, come on. Hopefully it's a good week for sports, good weekend. So that's been Zaid's Weekend Wrapped of sports and, sports update. See you, guys. Peace.
Sweet.
Okay, I don't know if there's a sports fan.
I'll tell you what, Steve, I'm not really. But if Zaid's talking about sports, you know what? I'll be listening. What do you reckon?
Yeah. By the way.
So, Steve, do you remember when we were doing our emails and getting lovely mail coming through? And then all of a sudden, our spam email just started filling up like nothing. So, Steve, run me through what you remember from the spam email starting.
Oh, great. Remember the first one?
Yeah, what was his name again?
I don't know. John.
John.
He's a silly old man. He wants us to get money off him.
Now, remember, we're not endorsing replying to spam email. This is all theoretical responses that we type up, don't we, Steve?
Yeah.
But there is one that we've never actually aired, Steve.
What?
Well, who do you think? What's been your favorite piece of spam email?
I don't know. Probably Trump.
Yeah, we got an email from someone who signed it off as Donald Trump.
But I think it was Patrick pretending to be him.
Oh, you think so? Well, should we check this one out then?
Yeah.
All right, never heard before. Stephen replies to some more spam email.
Welcome back to Speakeasy of him. We have an email to read.
No. All right, Steve, it's that time again. Our spam mail is full.
What is it called, this email?
What, the segment? What should we call this segment? I think it needs a name now, Steve. Call it Taking Out the Trash.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
So, we got an interesting one for my name.
Okay, well, I'll read you two. We've got two in there at the moment. I'm going to read you the first one, and then I'm saving the strange one for second.
Okay, I want the strange one first.
You want the strange one? Okay, I'll give you the strange one first. How about that?
Well, I like it.
Well, it says it's from Donald Trump.
Oh, no!
Now, I have a feeling...
Don't try to see my nose! Help! Don't know!
Now, I have a feeling, Steve, it might be a different one. Because it says, hello. Best e-commerce web development and design services. What do you think, Steve? Do you think it's from the genuine guy?
Yep. That'll be from him.
You think so? How do you think it made it all its way down here to...
I don't know.
...the old Speakeasy FM?
He's a bit of a silly old man, this old man.
I don't think it's the same one that we're thinking of.
It'd be funny if it was him.
Because the email says... You ready?
Yeah.
It says, hello. Best e-commerce web development and design services that create robust e-commerce solutions...
I think it might be him.
...for a smart online business.
I think it might be him.
Yep. What makes you think that?
Because that's what he would do.
Let me know if you're looking to have a brand new website. If yes, please share about your business / services so that we can get back to you with our job approach / cost / portfolio.
Okay, Donald.
Thanks and regard, Donald. So Donald Trump wants to help us make our website.
Okay, Donald.
So Steve, you think it's the same one who was the president?
Yep, that would be him.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be him.
Why do you think he wants to help a little old Speakeasy make a website?
I don't know, because he's crazy.
Yeah, let's jump into it. Do you want to just send him a reply?
Yeah, hi, Donald. Hi.
So he wants to help us with a website. What are you going to take him up on the offer?
I accept your offer. Dear Donald, I accept your offer. I want what I was in the website is Speakeasy FM is awesome.
Speakeasy FM is awesome. Yeah, what else do you want to see on the website? Picture of?
I don't know. On second thought, you're fired. You're a narcissistic old b***. Sincerely, Stephen. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I think anybody walking past thinks you're probably just yelling that at me.
No. Well, I think what's the name of saying? Can I just name that?
You can.
What would she be saying?
I'm like, Greg is a narcissistic old bastard.
Is that something I'll be saying?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. What do you think? Send.
You should know.
Wow.
Come on, Donald! You gotta let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, I twiddle my thumb. I'm getting nervous, honey, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you drive me crazy. Couldn't it be rigid? Grip balls of fire. Welcome back. It's time for Speakeasy News.
With the two old men.
Your two old men, Stephen and Greg. Take it away, Greg.
All right. Well, in today's North Shore headlines, we've got a call for Harbour Bridge to open to bikes over the summer.
Is it shut?
Well, no, it's it's open, but I mean so that people can ride their bikes on it.
Well, that's stupid.
Well, cycling routes say access to the bridge is sorely needed. Apparently, we need this trial, and we just can't stall.
Well, can't they go on a cycling track in the bush?
Well, I guess some people need to get to the city, but they want to use their bicycles.
Well, they need cars.
So you're all for the cars, are you?
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm putting my foot down.
I'm all for the cars.
Well, yeah, but I mean, some people think it's good. You know, you got to cut back on the carbon emissions and less traffic.
I disagree.
Okay. You're a fan of the... So that's that.
Sorry, guys. You heard it here first. I'm speaking to you.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And I think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Take me.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM.
Well, it's that time of the day. Another good one done. It was fun digging through the vault, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
All those memories.
Yep.
All those unreleased good times.
About Trump.
Unreleased spam email.
Yep.
Do you think that one would ever see the light of day?
Nope.
All right, well.
See you next week.
Give a nice closing message to the fans, Steve.
I love you, fans. I hope you guys enjoyed that. You guys are the best fans in the whole world.
Yeah, well, and thank you to anyone who listens to us and gives us the time.
And the whole of, you guys are the best people in the whole of New Zealand.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you too.
So.
Kind of. Ooh. They're going to get wrecked, Greg.
On that note, Steve.
See ya. Same time, same place. Speaking with our voice.